भवति भारत। अद्युतानं मधर्मशं तदात्मानि केवलम्। कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरं नथा। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे
Hare Krishna and welcome to this weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. There today we're going to have a very special program. We are going to celebrate Gita Jayanti, the advent of Gita, by reciting Bhagavad Gita, and there are going to be some quiz with prizes. So please come along, join us, recite Bhagavad Gita, and also answer the quizzes and win some prizes for yourself. Also, I'd like to inform you that we do hold programs. We go to residences and hold programs, Gita recital, Bhagavatam recital, Ramayana recital, and we don't charge any money. We also perform puja, yajnas. If you need the services of a Purohit, please let us know. Let me know. My name is Ras Prayan Das. I'm on 021-255-6757. 021-255-6757. Any of the work of a Purohit, or you want to have Gita recital, Bhagavatam, Ramayana recital at your residence, we will happily conduct that. And there's no charge for it. We only request that you provide us venue and some prasad, and you invite your friends and relatives. Also, we are at the moment celebrating Jagannath Festival. That is, Lord Jagannath goes out of the temple, out of his altar, to give darshan to all of us fallen souls. Yesterday, he was in Rotorua. And today he's going to be in Hawick in the center parade. So please check up our website for time and place where you can meet the devotees in the Rath Yatra festival. And do not forget that coming Friday is going to be in Kimmel. And then on Saturday is our annual Rath Yatra festival in downtown Auckland, starting from Britomart, coming up to Ayutthaya Center. And that's going to be at 11. So please come along, join us. It is said in the Puranas that by simply pulling the rope of the rat, the cart of Lord Jagannath, one becomes qualified for liberation. That is, liberation means entering Lord's abode, Golok Vrindavan. Remember, next Saturday at 11 downtown, the Queen Street. And by Sony, remember last couple of weeks, I spoke about the pastimes of Lord Jagannath. Jagannath Temple is in Puri, Odisha, and he does lots of pastimes to please the devotees. One of our acharyas is Ramanuja Acharya. He followed and laid out the procedures for worshipping lordships at many temples down south of India. He also established the procedures at many temples in mainly south of India. And once he came to Puri, and when he saw the worshipping done in Puri, he did not like it because people here were not following the proper procedures that Ramanujacharya was used to. And because he was Charya, he had a standing, he wanted to make some changes. In Puri, for 11 months, Brahmins worshipped their lordship, Lord Jagannath. And for 1 month, the Sabars, the hunters, tribal people, these people are regarded as lower than the Sudras. They are not supposed to be doing any pujari work or worshipping. In many places, they were not even allowed inside the temple. And here in Jagannath Puri, they were allowed. For a month, they were allowed to worship Lord Jagannath. So he decided to make some changes, and he consulted the king of Odisha at that time and managed to persuade, because he was the acharya at that time, the king paid attention to his advice and was able to convince the king to agree to making changes at the Jagannath temple. And a date and time was arranged when Ramanujacharya would come and make the changes. On the designated morning, the king and the pujaris and the devotees were waiting for darshan of their lordship, and were waiting for Ramanujacharya to come along and set the new procedure, tell the pujaris there what should be done. But there was no sign of Ramanujacharya. The king waited. It was getting very late. His temple wasn't open. And was getting really late to do all the services of the lordship. So finally, the king decided, well, can't just go along, wait for him. There's no sign of Ramanuj Acharya. And he ordered that the pujaris, the normal pujaris, the regular ones, they open the temple and start the worshipping of the lordships. And he instructed his ministers to find out what's gone wrong with Ramanujacharya. Where is he? Why he didn't come? So the ministers sent messengers to find out. There was no sign of Ramanujacharya in Puri. But later they found out that he was down in south while he was sleeping. The Lord came into his dream and told him of that. Why does he want to make changes to his worshipping? Whatever they were doing, he liked it. The devotees liked it, and he told him to leave it as it is. It's none of his business to make any changes. Who was he to make any changes? The Lordship is the only one who can make changes, not Ramanujacharya or any acharya. And he instructed Garuda to carry Ramanujacharya with his bed back to Chennai, South India, where he originally was. And later on they found out that he was found way away from his own village, even his own village, so that he wasn't able to make any changes, recommend anything. Lord Jagannath is also known in Bhakti Manaranjan. If you have taken any, given any attention, what's the color of Lord Jagannath's eyes? It's red outside. Lord Jagannath's eyes is a round circle, very different from normal eyes. Even if you look at Lord Balaram, Lady Subhadra, their eyes are different. And our eyes are different too, but Lord Jagannath's eyes are round. The outer circle is red, then it's white, and inside it's black. Red, white, and black. There was once a very poor man known Das Bhauri, but he was a very and devotee of Lord Jagannath. He wouldn't do anything without visiting the Jagannath temple. One day he came from some place and was tired and hungry. He asked his wife for some prasadam. His wife saved him in a clay plate some rice, and on it he put some spinach. The clay plate looked red, and a spoonful of rice in the middle was white, and on top of it was a spoonful of spinach, which looked black. And to Das Bhauri, that looked like Lord Jagannath's eyes. And he forgot about eating. He just got into ecstatic and started jumping up and down and laughing. He would not disturb. His wife thought something has happened, he's been possessed by a devil or something, a ghost. She ran to the village elders, asked them to come in. I persuaded them to come and have a look at Das Bhauri, what has happened to him. He was just laughing or dancing and jumping up and down, making no sense, would not respond to his wife's request. So the village elders, they came. And one of them realized he was in ecstatic. They did not know what has happened, why he was so happy. They finally managed to be able to calm him down and asked him what was the matter, why was he so happy. He said, I'm happy because I see Lord Jagannath here. Where is Lord Jagannath? We can't see. Look, this plate. The eyes of Lord Jagannath. Red and white and black. That's the color of my Lord's eyes. And now when I see this plate of prasad, rice and spinach, I see Lord Jagannath's eyes. So the village elder, requested his wife to take the prasad away and give it in a different plate which doesn't look red. Another pastime is of Arjuna Mishra. He had a habit of reciting Gita every day, no matter what. So the villagers started calling him Gita Panda. And he just lived by begging. If he gets anything, he will eat it. If otherwise, he'll fast on that day. And that forced his wife and kids to do the same thing because he will not go out and if he doesn't go out and get any alms, so nobody, there's nothing in the house, no wife can't cook anything, and the kids will also starve. The annual raining time in Jagannath Puri. So Arjuna Mishra wasn't able to go out for few days. There was nothing in the house, no food, nothing. Gita Panda was happy. Arjuna Mishra was happy that he can chant, can recite Bhagavad Gita without any disturbance. Because every day, where it was clear, his wife made him go and beg for alms, for food stuff, and bring it home, because that's how they were living. And now it is raining, so it's not going to be disturbed. He can keep recite Bhagavad Gita as long as he likes, or without any disturbance. His wife chastised him. His three kids, she told him that all your three kids and myself, we didn't have any food for a few days. How can we go on like this? And Gita Panda opened Bhagavad Gita and showed him the verse, Ananyasa Chintanto Mam Yajana Paripasate Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yoga Cheme Vahamiham. Those who worship me, this is what Lord Krishna was telling Arjuna, those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on the transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have. I'll repeat that. Those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have. So he was telling God, Lord, you will bring some food. Why should we bother? His wife became furious. She said, this is only good in the book. It doesn't actually happen practically. You lazy fellow, get out and go and get some food. The kids are starving. What is this showing me? The book. Is it going to feed us? And in frustration, she took the kids. In frustration, she took a pen and crossed three lines on this verse. Crossed it off three times. And she took the kids and went to sleep. It was still raining, so Gita Panda also went to sleep. Soon after, there was a knock at the door, and Gita Panda's wife went and opened the door. But Gita Panda was fast asleep, with no worries. He knew nobody, he can't go outside, so it's not going to be disturbed. When she opened the door, when Gita Panda's wife opened the door, she saw two young boys, beautiful young boys with loads of bhoga sent by a friend of Gita Panda. They said that this is bhoga sent by a friend of Gita Panda. Please take it and cook and feed your family. Gita Panda's wife was mesmerized by the beauty of the two boys. One, black, and the other one was whitish. She asked them to stay back, wait for a while so that she can, after preparing the food and stuff, she can feed them. But the blackish boy said, sorry, I can't eat because my tongue is cut in three places. She felt sorry, and the children went away, the boys went away, and Sugita Panda's wife made nice preparations. It was a feast for the family. There's so much food there. And once the food was prepared, ready, she woke up her husband, Gita Panda, and the kids. And Gita Panda was surprised where the food has come from. And the wife told her how the food was came. The two boys brought the bhoga and said that was sent by a friend of yours. Gita Panda immediately realized that there were nobody else but Lord Jagannath and Balaram from the color description his wife had gave. They decided to have their bath and go and have darshan of their lordships first. When they went to Jagannath temple, they noticed three spots on the lips of Lord Jagannath. Gita Panda repented and told his wife, look what you have done to my lord. You have cut his tongue. The pastimes of Lord Jagannath are known, are given in many Puranas. But two main ones are Brahmand Puran and Skanda Puran. The references are made of Jagannath Puri, that he is residing on Neelachal. Neela means blue. Neelachal means blue mountain. It is said in the Shastras, for liberation in Kali Yuga, there are only three ways. Harinam, reciting the Lord's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Harinam, Lord's name. So Ram and Krishna, Narayan. Reciting Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and having darshan of Lord Jagannath in his prasad. Before Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON International Society for Krishna Consciousness, people in India had to go down to Puri to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. There, many of them were stopped at the gate because the Pandas wouldn't let many people go inside, especially the non-Indians, non-Hindus and Muslims. And the people of lower caste, lower class. But once a year, Lord Jagannath would come out and give darshan. This Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra festival is celebrated in Puri. But Srila Prabhupada has established Jagannath in all over the world. And now, every year, everywhere Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra is conducted. Here in Auckland, we have been having Jagannath Rath Yatra for last 3 weeks. Every weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday. Like yesterday, we had in Rotorua. And today is in Howick. Next Saturday is going to be in downtown. Next Friday is going to be in Cumil, Saturday downtown Auckland, and Sunday in Hamilton. How fortunate we are that Srila Prabhupada established all these things for our convenience. If we can't go to the temple, never mind, the Lord comes out and gives us darshan. How patita pavan, how merciful he is. Please take advantage of these facilities. Come out, just go to your own suburbs and have darshan of their lordships. Today we are celebrating advent of Bhagavad Gita, so come to the temple, join us in the recitation, and earn some piousness for yourselves. Please take advantage of the opportunities provided by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare. Remember the Gita recital started 10 o'clock in the temple. Please remember who will be reciting all the Bhagavad Gita, so come along at 10. Thank you.